Good morning. Today is February 7, 2022. This is a meeting of the Board of Supervisors to discuss budget proposal. Take it away, madam. Oh, do I need to do introductions? This is Latifa Faisal, sorry. And with me is Supervisor Lisa Hedens, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations, Sandra King. It's gonna happen every single time.
I'm gonna take bets on whose name you're gonna stumble.
Whose name you're gonna stumble on this?
At least you know it's not because I don't know the name, it's just because I hiccup. And Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley.
Good morning.
Okay,
so typically what I do is after we've gone through all the budget work sessions, re-estimations, all the things that we're including here. Alyssa, there's a sheet right there for you.
Sorry, good morning.
You're fine. Now we need to actually talk about, okay, so what does this look like and where do we want to go from here? As we started the budget, the salaries are still in at 100% with a 2.5% cost of living. The 5% recommendation for elected officials is included in this. So everything else is 2.5%, the elected officials are 5%. I did, based on the budget work sessions, put money in the budget for the engineering tech for engineer's office. I went ahead and put the whole year in. I didn't split it in half. I didn't do any of that stuff. They have a fund balance that's sufficient. If they don't hire it, then it'll be in the fund balance. I did put in one sheriff's deputy because that was what I was gathering from the meeting that day, is that you guys wanted to add another sheriff's deputy. This is obviously not going to happen until they come to you and officially do it, but for budgetary purposes. Okay, so let's take a second here, because when we switched way back in the day, because of the local option sales tax lawsuit, when we switched funding, we put 18 patrol, 4 detectives into the rural fund. Okay? So we are paying for 22 positions out of the rural fund right now. Last time you added a deputy, 2 years ago, Alyssa, help me. Or more?
No.
Last year.
Last year? Maybe it was last year.
I think it was 2 years.
We put them in the general fund.
Okay.
Connie and I go through to make sure that I have the actual rural patrol out, that is out on the road, to make sure those 18 positions are in the rural fund. And that the 4 detectives, depending on what their role is, are in that. There are 4 detectives also. I think right now I have 3 sergeants even. I don't know. I need to relook at those numbers. However, my point is there's 22 positions in the rural fund. Okay? I went ahead and figured the numbers to add this one in the general fund. I can do it in the rural fund. It's totally, what it would mean is you would just need to make the decision to increase the number being paid from the rural fund to 23 as opposed to 22. Okay. I don't think there's any disagreement that it was a financial decision at the time. It was not because we know that they're only going to do stuff in the rural fund, or you know what I'm saying. So that decision just needs to be said, okay, if we're going to increase that by 1 and pay for them out of the rural fund and move forward. The rural fund typically doesn't have the ability to absorb as many costs. So it's safer to do it in the general fund, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all. The position salaries and related FICA, IBERS, insurance is all that's paid for from the rural fund. Everything else is paid for from the general fund when it comes to deputies anyway. We don't split out any of the rest of those costs. So
their car and everything else.
Yeah, uniforms, it's all paid out of this.
All paid out. Well, the car is usually
countywide
local option sales tax rural fund is where we've been paying for the car. And there's room to do that this year in that.
Okay.
Because that's a decision you guys just make every year as the vehicle purchases come forward, because they will say, okay, these are going to be patrol cars and these are going to be administrative, and we split them out depending on where they're for. But yes, we have been paying for them out of the rural fund local option sales tax for any on-the-road vehicles.
What year was it the decision was made to put the 22 positions into the rural fund?
2000.
It's been a long time.
And how many deputies have we added since then?
Two.
Including this one, or?
We've added one.
Okay, we've added one. This will be the second one.
Yes.
What was the rationale in 2000 to put those specific positions? Was that, how many deputies were there then?
Same.
All of them? So we put all of the deputies in the rural fund?
Yes.
Plus four detectives, and was that the only detectives there were? Or did we have some in general? I'm trying to figure out a rationale.
Okay. Think about the rural fund.
Mm-hmm.
The rural fund's definition in the code is primarily to benefit the unincorporated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We needed about that amount of money to be paid for from the rural fund to offset the fact that we lost the lawsuit when it comes to where the money was going to go for the local option sales tax dollars. Because that we were using those dollars for asset dollars. So we were collecting local option sales tax. We were depositing in the general fund. Then we were paying about what the cost of 400,000, I think, at that point in time for asset services.
Mm-hmm.
Asset services as a whole are not eligible for the rural fund.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to make our budget work and moving the revenues to the rural fund, which is what the lawsuit made us do,
mm-hmm.
we moved the revenues to the rural fund. 40% had to be for mm-hmm. general county betterment. So we moved expenses to the rural fund also. The expenses we moved to the rural fund because the board at that time determined that the deputies primarily mm-hmm. serve the unincorporated area. So we moved, you know, whatever the amount might have been. I can't even remember how much we'd budgeted that year for revenues.
But deputies also serve the incorporated areas through our contract.
Through contracts. Those contracts, all those dollars get deposited in the rural fund to offset the cost of the deputies.
Even though, see, what I'm trying to get is the rationale for how many deputies are rural fund versus how many are general fund. That's what and we don't know because we don't have a time study. We don't know if the deputies, what percentage of the time they spend patrolling the communities, the small communities where we have contract law enforcement versus out in the unincorporated areas. But I would assume if we're going to have 20 deputies, that 10% of that, their time, or two deputies, probably goes to those small communities at least. So I'm comfortable. I mean, that's how I would have done it, is said, do a time study, tell us how much time is here or there.
Yeah, we had 3 days, so I guess that was...
But no, here's what I'm saying.
Because they came down with the decision, for God's sakes, at the late June.
But I'm saying going forward from there, how are we doing it? And okay. I'm just looking at it and saying, if we got 18 patrol deputies, we added one, we're going to add a second one, 20, 10% of their time would be two deputies. And I bet we spend at least that much time in those contracts with the small communities. So I'm comfortable with general fund.
Right. Well, and I see, you know, I am fine with leaving the 22, and if it gets to be 22 deputies, patrol deputies, and we move the detectives to the general fund, eventually, that'll work too. You know what I'm saying? Because it was purely, okay, how many people do you have on the road?
Yeah.
And trying to come up with a dollar amount. Mm-hmm. And where do they serve?
But each of the small communities that pay through their contract, all those funds go into the rural fund, is what you're saying?
All the funds go in the rural fund for the contract services for patrol.
Okay.
If it's contract services for dispatch, City of Nevada and City of Story City, those go into the general fund because dispatch is paid from the general.
Mm-hmm.
So I tie the revenue to where the expense is incurred.
I mean, I'm fine with the general fund, but I'm just also looking that their contract dollars are going into the general fund and they're out patrolling at the unincorporated, and yes, they are going into those small cities, but the small cities, how they're funding it, are going into the rural fund. Excuse me, I meant to say rural fund.
Yeah, rural fund. So basically reimbursing that time back into the rural fund.
Right.
Which I don't really see as an issue at this point in time.
Okay.
Only because of the fact that you get four detectives
That's true.
Out there patrolling or doing any direct. I mean, they are, but they're not.
Well, right. Indirect, if there's a situation that comes up, they're going to be...
Right.
But their detective work might be attributed to the unincorporated area.
Yes.
We don't know.
But you don't want to move the four detectives to the rural fund, and...
The four detectives are paid out of the rural
fund. To the general fund, I mean. Do you want to move the four detectives?
I am totally comfortable the way it is, because... Okay. At this point in time, 22 positions is about what the rural fund can handle.
Got you.
Okay.
So
then the new one.
So if there's 22 positions, if you want to say to me, you know what, move one of the detectives to the general fund and pay this guy out of the rural fund, I will do that. So that we have 19 patrol deputies and 3 detectives. Mm-hmm. I want 22 positions is what I'm most comfortable with right now.
Thank you. That helps.
The simplest thing is just to put this one in the general fund rather than move things around places you're not used to them being. So I'd say do that. In my own mind, I can justify that we've probably got that much that is going not to the unincorporated areas or that deputy time.
So, yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
Mm-hmm. So what that is going to mean if we go ahead and move forward with that one hiring is I will put another vehicle into the rural fund to be paid for out of local option sales tax, general county betterment. Did I print that? Crap, I didn't. But we also have to increase the sheriff's operating because that position needs stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did I do with that amount? I had it separated out. The 120, just figure 30, because 120 includes a vehicle.
Vehicle 90 to rural fund?
Yeah. For out of local option sales tax, yeah. Where we're paid for the deputy vehicles.
Operating general fund, 30,000.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's correct. I'll double check that and make sure I, because I had it written down somewhere, but it's on another notepad that I don't have in front of me. I also included the promotion slash overlap slash hiring that you approved last week at the board meeting. Okay. In my numbers right now. The sheriff did cut $150,120, which I sent to you guys. I didn't know if you wanted to print it and put it in your book or if you just wanted to look at it. I gave you the option. Nevada Fieldhouse contribution is in lost, or is coming out of the rural fund in lost for next year, which lowers FY23 unassigned rural to $265,721. I think we talked about it when we were looking at that. So it appears, from what I can tell, and my conversation with the city, that FY23 and FY24 are when they're going to request those funds. So we'll put $200,000 in next year and $200,000 in the following year.
Okay.
And I told them that they needed to probably send us a invoice or stuff or something.
Sure. Thank you.
The ARPA projects that you approved recently are included. So basically what I did was in the ARPA dollars and countywide that we had re-estimated FY22. Mm-hmm. I've added to FY23 any of the projects that you approved so that there's dollars in there when we start them. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to amend the budget for them. I'm running into a bit of a, not roadblock, I've asked the state auditors and Department of Management about where to budget these, and I'm getting crickets. So So it'll be interesting to see where they end up.
Is it its own fund or is it all in the general?
Huh?
It's all in the general.
It's a sub-fund of the general. My problem is what service area should I be budgeting them in? My interpretation of the chart of accounts is that the capital project area is for internal capital projects. That's the way it reads, your capital projects. None of these projects are, no. The ones that are not our capital projects, I think, need to be budgeted in the service area they're affecting.
Okay.
So I asked that question. I'm sure other, here's how I put it. I am sure other entities are having the same conversation at budget time. Since everything has to be budgeted by service area, I don't want to exceed or have not enough in its service areas. What should I, you know, where should I put these dollars? I don't think of them as direct capital projects for us. She asked me, who asked me the question? Oh, I think Carrie asked me one question and I responded and I've heard crickets.
Mm.
So my goal, as always, is to budget things appropriately, and that's how I plan on trying to do this, with hopefully some answers here in the next few days.
Okay.
The conservation budget does include using capital project land acquisition for a cabin. I did split the election equipment. I think we had 551 budgeted in the current year. I did split that into 2 years at this point in time. I don't want to run into end of June, a payment's due in July and we don't have anything budgeted. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So the supply chain issues could be causing us some delay in that. So I went ahead and just split it out into 2 fiscal years. It's assigned money, it's budgeted money, it's, mm-hmm. Again, I'm just trying to make sure I don't run into a problem with mm-hmm. spending too much in a service area that we don't have enough money budgeted in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all ordered?
Huh?
The equipment's all ordered?
No, they're working through the process right now because she's going to have a couple of visually handicapped people come in and look at the new new visually handicapped machine. She's going to have election workers and public board of supervisors, whoever, come and actually look at the machines, have them set up in here.
Nice.
Just so that all the T's are crossed. I mean, I think last time when we put an RFP out, we had two or three. I think both of them came in and did demonstrations and public and blah, blah, blah. Before signing any finals, she wants to go ahead and make sure that the public has a chance to look at this. Last time it was more, which shall we get? This time it's more, is it okay? Because they came in lowest. They came in, I mean, everything about it is, and they'll take our trade and all that kind of stuff. So we're hoping. We're hoping this is the best option.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk the real deal here. This is basically the same thing I gave you the first time. Okay, same levy rates, same tax askings. And with what we've done, we have a 36% ending fund balance in the general fund. I did put the numbers out to the right, so that equals $800,000. 25% would be $6.2 million. Okay? I did put the numbers for the ARPA subfund and the MHDS subfund. They're both part of the general fund, but not part of that $8.8 million. The supplemental fund would be at 21%. The rural fund would be at 24%. And the secondary roads fund would be at 64%. Here's what's assigned slash... already taken out of that fund balance, 1.994. I think the second page is where we're going to talk about some options then. And why did I put this together? I didn't want to do that. So when we were going through the budget and I said we'll talk about that later when we make decisions as to where we want the levy rates. Tell me what you guys want. Do you want to talk ending fund balances? Do you want to talk levy rates? Do you want to talk both? That's how I look at this. Okay, I think it's a combination thereof. Is where we want to be with the ending fund balance and where we want to be with the levy rates and make those all come together nicely. If we transfer $300,000 from general to general supplemental, it doesn't affect our, general stays at 34. Mm-hmm. It's 34, and then we increase, or we put the sheriff's operating in there, it's still 34. 1% of those expenditures is about $300,000. So it takes $600,000 to make a difference. The supplemental fund would be at 26%. Which, you know, for the supplemental fund, 25 to 26 is way more comfortable for me. And that's just because we have a large insurance payment right off the bat in the first beginning of the fiscal year. So that's always more comfortable to make sure we have 25% there. If we move $600,000, it brings the supplemental down to 30, or the general down to 33 and the supplemental up to 31. By doing this, or by transferring money from the general to the supplemental, you don't have to raise the supplemental levy, is my point. Mm-hmm. There's enough money in the general fund to do a transfer. And that's not uncommon. We do one about every year.
So you're comfortable with the 26.
Yeah.
Why would you recommend going
I just I didn't recommend shit. Anything. What I'm saying is, if you choose to do this, this is what it looks like.
Why would we want to? Beats the heck out of you, huh?
We don't have a lot of unexpected out of the supplemental.
We don't have a lot of unexpected out of the supplemental.
We've already budgeted what we think the increases are going to be.
Right.
We don't have the deficit.
You know, insurance is where the supplemental, not only liability, but also the employees' insurance is all out of the supplemental.
But that's all known, pretty much known cost.
You could have more people take it, but
I don't know though, because we budgeted a lot to take it.
We're getting more and more people taking the insurance, so I don't.
Yeah, that's the big unknown is new employees and whether they take the family insurance
or single, or
whatever.
They change halfway through a year because of circumstances.
So it's more of a cushion. Maybe is what I would call it. If you transfer, I mean, we could change it to 400,000. I'm just throwing numbers out there. Mm-hmm.
So what would happen if near the end of next year, all of a sudden we're running low on supplemental?
We would borrow from the general.
Well, and that's not a big deal.
You have to do a loan between funds.
Okay.
So you'd have to pay it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas if you transfer, you don't have to pay it back.
Right. I think 300,000 would be sufficient.
Well, you're the one with the history on that.
Right.
I'm comfortable with 300,000 if you are.
And where does the local option sales tax go? Does that go into rural?
Yes.
It does. So if for some reason we did lower the levy rate again this year, because we lowered it last year also,
right,
and then something wacky happens with the local option sales tax, is it possible that a year from now, 2 years from now, we're looking at having to raise the levy a lot to make up for anything?
So possibly. There are three departments that we have that are funded from the rural fund optionally. Mm-hmm. Okay? So back when we made the decision on the deputies, we also made the decision to move planning and development to the rural fund, because that's where they primarily, that was the mentality. So planning and development got moved, their expenses and revenues. Animal control had gotten moved the year before, so it was not a direct result of this, but my point is, so it's the sheriff's deputies, planning and development, animal control. My point is, the Board of Supervisors has the authority to change those fundings. There is no code saying this must be paid for out of the rural fund. This must be paid. What must be paid for out of the general fund is environmental health. And that one, to me, should be paid out of... should be an optional one.
What must be paid out of the rural fund?
What must be paid out of the rural fund?
No.
IRBM. Huh? Libraries, solid waste,
but you said environmental health has to be paid out of general.
Yes, the code says that the Board of Health costs must be paid out of the general fund. It's crazy to me.
But
that's the way it's been forever.
Board of Health costs mean all things in environmental health, because there's public health and then there's sanitarian stuff.
Right.
Both of those have to be paid out of general fund?
That's what has been interpreted, yes.
That's kind of, that seems
I
real.
I don't think the code of Iowa flipped it out. I think
No, no, I don't think it is. No, it does not split it out.
And that's so weird because environmental health is truly.
That was one of the things that back in the day when we were trying to determine the funding stream of different things. Okay, let's start with what can be. No, let's start with where these things have to be funded, and then let's go with what can be thought of. So that is why, out of the local option sales tax, we decided to pay for the 40% for the libraries, for the solid waste disposal, for the things that are required to be paid from the code anyway. Mm-hmm. It freed up some dollars for us by doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. My only thought was, you know, I love the idea of lowering, continuing to lower it. But I don't. I would rather see it a little bit higher and steady and consistent. If having to do this a roller coaster would have negative.
Agreed. And you know what?
Impacts down the road.
One of the things that we were shocked by last year, if you remember correctly, was the increase in local option sales tax.
Right.
That was not something we expected. And it was also not something we wanted to, like, say, oh, my gosh, we're going to get this every year. We don't know.
Right.
You know, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest. A budget is a swag. It's a what we think is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And all we can base some of these thoughts on is what has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your point of what happens if, yes, we would probably raise the levy. There are other options. You could say, we're going to move the funding for this because the general fund has way bigger capacity than the rural fund.
There was a recent article in the Register predicting that fertilizer prices, other farm costs were going to go up significantly next year. And that farm income would go down.
I saw that same article too.
Yeah, so I, you know, and I understand what you're saying about the rural levy. You know, I look at that and let me see if I'm right. We transferred these to the rural fund already, planning and development, animal control, sheriff's deputies. If we've got a fairly healthy general fund, we could put some of those costs back into general fund if we needed to, correct?
It would take an action of the board, but
it would take an action of the board, but we could do that.
You could move those back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if we've got 34%, you know, that we're going to have, you know, going into next year for general fund, we're in very good shape there.
Right.
I would be for lowering the rural levy a little bit.
I would too. Mm-hmm.
So, what I've got going on here
and let me also add this. I know the legislature's talking, at least the Senate's talking in terms of their tax bill of local option sales tax, kind of scooping that, but they're guaranteeing
at this point
that they're guaranteeing that they will hold us harmless, that they will get us this money back. You know, we all know from, you know, previous that those promises don't last forever.
I guess that's why. That's why.
But I doubt that they're going to take it away the very first or second year after they've promised it. That's all I'm thinking. Is I don't think local. I think that if, and it's just the Senate bill that did. I think that takes local option sales tax. So, I guess I'm feeling comfortable enough on the rural.
I feel perfectly comfortable right now. I just wanted to make sure four or 5 years from now, you know, Senate changes their mind or whatever happens.
And maybe they won't. Maybe this bill won't pass.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we weren't setting ourselves up to have to backtrack. But
and here,
it sounds good.
Good point when you say that. I have always been an anti levy rate jacker. Okay. I think we budget for what we need and for an ending fund balance that we're comfortable with and say that's what's in our control. Mm-hmm. There aren't other things in our control at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And that's the best we can do. I cannot sit here and assume that I know what's going to happen at the legislature.
Sure. Right. Right.
So are we looking at, so I pulled out from fiscal year 21 work session where we looked at, what was it, our general fund at 26, general supplemental at 25, all of that. Are we saying we want to look at it being 34% this year?
Yeah, it's going to be 34 this year.
Oh.
And here, that's one of the reasons.
Part of the valuation.
That's one of the reasons, yes. That's one of the reasons that I suggested moving more money to the supplemental, was because that does bring it down a little bit more, too. In order to get your general, I mean, there's so much, don't tax more than you need. Mm-hmm. Well, unless we get do away with the supplemental, which is not an option as far as I can tell, there's the supplemental funds $4.8 million worth of salaries and, or not salaries, of the personnel cost, $4.8 million is coming from the supplemental fund. So we need to levy in the supplemental fund.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
And you can't transfer money to the capital fund.
Right.
Now, another option is, do we want to assign some more dollars, which will lower our ending fund balance if we assign more dollars? Do we want to assign some more dollars to some of the capitals coming along? Capital projects that are coming along, because in our ending fund balance we have $1.2 million in future capital projects. We could transfer some, no, we could assign some more dollars, which then in turn will lower your fund balance in the general fund, because if they're assigned they don't count.
Mm-hmm. But then they're committed,
they're assigned. So assigned is one thing. All assigned means is you have discussed and decided to put those dollars toward that. It's not a vote of the board. It's a fund balance resolution.
Uh-huh.
If you commit them, they are committed for that project, and you have to vote to uncommit them.
Gotcha. Okay.
But not assigned.
Okay. So if they're assigned and we don't commit them, then what happens?
If they're assigned and you don't commit them, if you change your mind and say, you know what, this project, or this is going to be more, or we don't want to assign those dollars anymore because it's going to be less, we make a decision sitting at a board meeting saying we're not going to put this money in assigned. I come to you with a fund balance resolution every year telling you how we ended the year with fund balances.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is used to determine what is assigned.
Mm-hmm.
If you say to me, you know what, we don't want to assign this, then I raise or lower that, whatever you do. But it's not a formal action like a commitment is.
Okay.
That's why that energy transfer dollars is carried forward so long, or as it is, it wouldn't have to be not so long, but because
restricted.
That the Board of Supervisors at that point in time made a commitment saying we will commit these funds in the general fund for for this use. And enlisted the uses of what the Conservation Board wanted to do. So we could put some more money toward, you know, capital project. The stupid thing about government accounting or county accounting is I can't move those dollars until we actually start a project.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put them in the capital projects fund until we start the project. So the year we budget to start any of the big projects is the year I will move those into the capital projects fund.
But they're still assigned.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we could assign more funds to the capital projects, but we wouldn't have to say, okay, well, let's assign more money for this capital project. We can just say, let's just move some more money into there for now until we figure out for sure.
Yes.
So as an option, since we already had this figured, if we assign $300,000, that would take the general fund balance down to 33%.
Right. And the supplemental would stay at 26.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to move 300,000 to the capital assigned, it's not going to affect
the supplemental. It's not going to affect the supplemental. That's what I was looking at. Is that, I mean, that was just an easy thing to look at to say what's going to be the, the effect of that. Would that be
more palatable?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Is that, it's a percent, but just a percent, but it's kind of like saving, and it's kind of like saying we're not going to.
Right. It's not, it is. That's the only way that we can save money.
It's in reserve.
Yes.
Right. Savings. Right. I think we should do it.
And I put $200,000 in the budget right now in capital to take care of the starting of those three projects that Joby had talked about for the engineering. So.
Does $300,000 seem like a reasonable amount to you?
That's fine, yeah. I'm more than willing to put that number in there.
So that takes future capitals to 1.5.
Right.
Yeah.
That number is weird because that was the sale of the CLP building, and so we just assigned everything at that point in time that was net.
Okay.
So that's why it's such a dumb number.
So that would take.
So if we want to round that, you know, I can transfer 300 and.
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll change the general to
33%. And keep supplemental at 26.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's still pretty high for general.
It is.
But I don't know what else you do. I mean,
it's. Yeah.
I guess I'm confused by that. So options.
She's saying instead of transferring to the supplemental that additional 300,000.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying let's put it in the assigned capital.
Right, but what you have here is that 300,000 would change it to 34%, not 33%.
Right.
So no, what am I missing?
Go down the next one. The
600. We already did the first 300,000.
So what we're doing is okay. We're going to move 300,000 from general to supplemental, but then we're going to take 300,000 and move that to assigned capital. As opposed to supplemental.
Okay, so in total, we're moving 600,000.
Correct. Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Correct.
And
we're
then
only moving 300,000 over to supplemental. The other three is go into future cap.
And then we can still lower the levy for.
Okay,
rural.
And so then yeah. Do you want to lower the levy for rural? I think that's where you were going with the other conversation you were having.
I
just hadn't gotten to that point yet. So yeah, if we lower that, so what I have presented, what we have a 24% ending fund balance in rural, and I've had this conversation years and years. You guys have heard it. It's got the rural fund has monthly revenue from local option sales tax.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So having a 25% ending fund balance in that is not something that I'm like, oh my God, we have to. The supplemental is really the only fund that I feel the need for close to 25. That being said, if we lower by 100,000 the levy, that brings us to $2.83 on the rural, and it brings our fund balance to 22%, which I'm comfortable with.
Sure, because you don't have the cash flow issue that you have with property tax.
Right.
I think we should do it.
So, and to your point of. Lowering again this year. Again, first of all, the mental health has totally changed our levy.
Mm-hmm.
Not totally. Mm-hmm. It's changed our levy sufficiently. I can't say it.
Substantially.
Thank you. Yeah. I couldn't say that word. So it is going to be different.
Well, and I think the other thing that's going to play into this too is those ARPA dollars.
Yes.
Into our budget.
Yes.
It makes projecting out further hard because there will probably be some additional projects that those dollars can be used for.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, you know, good for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Lowering the levy again.
Right.
Did it last year? Did it again? Yeah, this will be the second year in a row. Or is it third?
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And last year you said that our tax rate was the lowest it had been since.
What did they say? 2010. I think it was longer than that.
It was 2000.
I thought it said about 10 years, though.
Yeah. I probably lied.
No,
the article from the Tribune. You
got it. Well, like, we know they got it right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's. I think we need to do it.
I do too.
I would agree that, you know, I think county government got, you know, hit less hard by the pandemic than other levels of government, and what they do with their taxes is what they do, and we don't have anything to do with it, but we have the opportunity to lower the rate again, and I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, and no. Just like other government entities, there are certain things, services you have to provide. Mm-hmm. The code says you must provide these. We're doing that. Mm-hmm. In this budget. Mm-hmm. I did do some implications for compensation. If you are thinking that you want to change the 2.5, okay. I don't know where your conversations are with that. I don't know what you're thinking. But by doing a 5% across the board, you're going to affect the general fund by about 1%. The supplemental by about 1%. The rural by 1%. And secondary roads by about 2%.
How much was that?
2%. Which still leaves them 62% ending fund balance.
See, those percentages, that's how much it affects the fund, ending
correct.
Fund balance.
Correct. The dollars.
So then we would be looking at 32% in the general and 30%
right.
in sub.
Right.
Gotcha.
So all in all, yeah, I think are putting together a really good, solid plan. Because that's what a budget is, right, Lou? It's a plan.
Just a plan, and it's changed tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen ending fund balance in 25 years?
No, not.
Not that that's bad, I'm just saying, like secondary roads. I remember.
Well,
theirs is weird though.
And there were a lot of years that theirs were falling in the 30s, but.
Not 60.
But. We took that $468,000 obviously from the HSC HVAC.
Right.
That's in ARPA funds now. So
right.
So that freed up money. I mean.
Yeah.
You're right. The ARPA funds projects down the road, we don't know, but are freeing up some dollars for us because those projects qualify.
So can we use some of the funds that are in secondary roads to help him hire more people, or is that just for projects and...
Once that money is transferred to secondary roads, which is required, uh-huh. that we transfer so much every uh-huh. year, it cannot leave secondary roads for any reason.
But it can be used for salaries. It can be used
for any secondary roads purpose.
Yeah, they're all paid out of the secondary roads fund.
Yep, they're all paid out of the secondary roads fund.
We've already got the one new position.
Yes, I put one new position in there for engineering
tax. So if we change the 2.5% to 5%, at the end of next fiscal, general fund would be 33% ending balance.
Budgeted at. You're not going to hold me to this, Linda.
32%.
It would affect the ending fund balance by 1%. So, yeah, 32%.
Oh, that's right. We went down to 33. Okay. Okay. And not going to hold you to anything. Your best guess right now. Okay. Supplemental 25, Rural would be 21.
Yep.
Supplemental 25?
Yeah.
30. Yeah, because we're still at 26.
We're at 26.
So take it to 25.
Because we moved that 300,000 to the capital projects, which then maintained it at 26%.
Oh.
26, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then rural would be 21.
Mm-hmm.
And secondary roads, 62.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's not substantial. It's about 1% of the fund
dollars.
Sure,
sure. So if we, yeah.
So yeah, I'm throwing it out there so you know that information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want me to move forward with the $300,000 supplemental, $300,000 to future capital projects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep the sheriff and the engineering positions in. Mm-hmm. Adjust the sheriff's.
Yeah. I'll adjust the sheriff's budget for operating for his new position.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you want me to include when I start putting the numbers in?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that sounds good.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to consider raising... No, that's not necessary. I'll just amend the budget for it. But if you're going to consider raising... budgeting more in salaries, I need to know that sooner rather than later to start those numbers. If I don't, then we have to amend the budget for them later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you put the command staff in? That was my question. I forgot at the beginning.
Command staff.
5%.
No.
We didn't have that.
But I do need to do that.
Yeah. It's on the board agenda tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I say yuck because all of his is all combined, and I have to pick and choose which one goes to 5%.
So better sooner than later. What's the drop dead date on it?
It's just a budget. So if you want to say that better sooner than later, I need to put these numbers in so that when I come to the board on when I hand them back, whatever, to the departments, I'm going to come to you on the 15th. To propose maximum levy resolution on February 15th. I don't have to have, it's going to be a maximum property tax resolution no matter what. Mm-hmm. But all my numbers individually in the budget will be affected. And then I hand back the budgets on the 17th, and then we have to publish on the 24th.
So
if I'm going to budget those dollars, then I need to know before I prepare the resolution.
Otherwise, they're amendments.
Sure.
Otherwise, we amend.
So is that something we need to talk about tomorrow?
What do you think?
In our meeting?
Because here's how we do salaries. The salary decision is not made until June when you do it.
No, they do it in the budget work session. They always technically approve the cost of living.
So,
but the actual rates aren't approved through action by the board except the salary resolution or the scales, the pay scales, they're approved because they're moved by whatever cost of living. So, but they typically discussed it at the budget work session.
Yes,
and what they wanted to approve, and that's how I would prepare.
Okay, so it's okay for us to come to a decision and give direction on that today.
Well, I would say it's a decision.
We need to be able to tell Lisa something, I guess, is what I'm asking, is how do we do that? How do we get there?
So build it into the budget and then make a decision later.
Right.
But if it's not in the... Yeah.
So,
So it's okay to say, go ahead and build it into the budget so we can look at it.
Right.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you can always knock it down if you want.
Okay.
You don't want to, go out and say, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's, I'm trying to navigate all that. I mean, when the budgets are handed out, it's, we built it in. There's been no decision. There's been no, we're not.
Just leaving yourself
it's confusing.
The room to do it if you want.
It is very confusing, and it's very confusing to staff because you don't want to say, oh, this is what they're going to do. No, when you put it into the budget, all you're doing is putting it into the budget for the option of doing that.
Yeah. My question, Lisa, if they do not approve that, do lower salaries?
Do I lower the salaries that get budgeted? Yeah.
Because then otherwise they can spend. Uh-huh. Otherwise it's their budgeted money.
Well,
and they can be spent anywhere.
This is true.
I mean, that's the only down. I mean,
for
even if you don't
for those departments that are elected officials.
Yeah, if you appropriate, if you budget 5% and appropriate 100%, then if you don't do a 5%, then they have some.
They have the extra dollars to spend.
Right,
but
there aren't many that would spend it.
Right.
I'm just saying there are. There's one.
So how would we back it out?
You can't. Unless it's
How we start the year anyway. We only appropriate 50% of the budget to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So when you appropriate 50% of the budget, that means that if we're not going to give all those dollars, then the second appropriation just isn't as much. Mm-hmm. They don't get 100% appropriated. That's how we manage the dollars in the past.
Mm-hmm. The other mechanism is through an amendment, which is a lot of work, but it can be done if you approve a higher rate versus what was budgeted, which we've done before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sometimes I don't have the union contracts done.
Right.
We don't really know.
We don't know exactly. Exactly.
We weren't able to budget appropriately, or we thought we budgeted, but it ended up
because
more.
You know what, you guys. I've all worked here long enough to know that all you can do is assume things. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that every employee in every position is going to be here for 12 months, mm-hmm. and this is what they're going to get mm-hmm. when I put a budget together.
Right.
That is not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the way it goes.
So you save some money, but you also can lose money on huge vacation payouts.
Correct.
Yes.
So you don't know which way it's going to go.
Yes.
It depends on what happens during the year.
Yes.
Here's my concern. And remind me. If you put this in at 5% as opposed to 2.5%, it goes in the salary line item.
Mm-hmm.
Can people spend it for other things out of the salary line item?
Yeah.
I think that's what Alyssa was saying.
That's what Alyssa was saying. Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying. So
that's why you do it through appropriation.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. So the departments that are run by elected officials, the answer to that question is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to worry about their bottom line.
Mm-hmm. They other departments
they
answer.
Can't spend more than is appropriated. The other departments under your control do not have that ability.
We could turn it down.
Yep.
But the largest amount of money would be out there with one elected
one office.
Right.
The other offices, the extra 2.5% of salaries really wouldn't give them.
It's not a much money.
No, but
it's
if
not
you're
a Tahiti vacation, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But 2.5 on 90 positions is a little more. And I don't, I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I just want you to be aware that that's.
But again, you can control that with appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. But also know that when they have vacancies, sometimes offices don't fill them, so they have funds to purchase
mm-hmm.
other items. I don't know if we see that as much anymore.
Nope, not near as much anymore.
It used to be. But
so, yeah.
Well, I'd be interested in seeing it.
For 6 months at a
time. I'd also like to see what other counties have been doing.
They're between 3 and 5%.
Hmm?
I had a meeting on Friday, and they talked about it, 3 to 5%.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Just read the CICS minutes, and that was where the range was, is 3 to
think we ended up on four.
You ended up on four. For CICS, but...
Because you had some areas that were 7%.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, they were somewhere higher.
Some haven't even talked about it. I have the elected official ones. Some of them are in the 20% for Woodbury.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
Johnson's at 18%.
Yep. Wow.
That's not more.
Now, I think they said Ford. I think Ford was. That might have been Johnson County, though. They're suspecting they cut it by 50%, but that might not have been Johnson either. I'm seeing 3 to 5.
Yeah, that's what the look like in the CICS region, at least.
Again, a lot haven't made the decision yet. They're asking what other counties are doing.
Right, Dubuque was asking me on Friday, what'd you guys do?
I think Jasper's looking at a 5. I
think. And if we get to the time when you guys, my concern is you can't raise it after you publish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you get to the point farther down in the process and you're like, no, we don't want to put... Just lower it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I just can't publish it. I mean, it has to publish at the highest so that you can lower it.
Okay, so command staff are at 5% already.
So they're going to be built in, yes.
That'll be built in. Yeah. So it's bringing others kind of up from 2.5
to 5
to where command staff and what the comp board recommendations were. So it's not on top of if they're already 5. That's what I...
No, it'd just be everything up to 5. So it wouldn't be an additional...
Right, because that's for next
fiscal
year.
We've been hearing a lot about recruitment problems and retention problems, and I don't think we're going to hear any less about that. I'd say let's put it in... And continue, Alyssa, if you could continue to find out from other counties what they're doing. So, we'll have more information when we have to make the final decision.
Right, right.
The other piece of it, too, is if we are going to start that prop study, if you decide to implement a new pay structure next fiscal year, which is what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
The 5% would help with that too.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We don't budget for anything. I don't know what that's going to be. It'll be some.
Right.
It'll be not. I mean, it won't be across the board.
Yep.
But that would also help with giving a little bit more in salaries. You can do that through amendments. I mean, that's
absolutely.
That's nothing to. We don't need to budget anything for it. But I mean, it would.
Yeah, and
we might not see large jumps, in other words.
Not for everybody, but there might be some.
Sure, for some.
But it could soften that a bit.
To get them up to minimum. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would.
Yeah, I think,
I would like to see it. I'd like to see what it would look like, too.
Do we need to meet again after that, or do you just want me to go ahead and build that in, and then when I come to you on the 15th?
I don't need to meet again.
Okay. Thanks, ladies. It's been a pleasure to go through the budget process. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, we're not done, but
I know.
Just lights.
Huh?
No, are these microphones or lights?
Those are lights.
Lights.
Those are lights.
To front, get some front lighting, and they're pointed down because they're too bright.
Uh-huh.
If they're directed directly at someone,
I was Joey's
reflecting back.
What do you want to call it? Guinea pig.